This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. In his first hours as president, Joe Biden struck at the heart of President Donald Trump's policy legacy, signing executive actions that reverse his predecessor's orders on climate change and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With a stack of executive orders on his desk in the Oval Office, Biden signed three orders in the presence of reporters. The first mandating masks and social distancing on federal property, the second on support for underserved communities, and the third rejoining the Paris Climate Accord.
This is going to be the first of many engagements we're going to have in here. And I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste, get to work immediately.
Biden answered one question from reporters about his letter from Trump, saying it was very generous, but would not share more details. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new Democratic senators as part of her first day in office. That means the Democrats now have control of both the White House and Congress for the first time in a decade. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff both won Senate runoff elections in Georgia earlier this month. Alex Padilla was appointed by California's governor to fill Harris's vacant seat. The Senate is now divided 50-50. Democrats will be in control because the vice president casts tie-breaking votes in the chamber. Democrats have a 221 to 211 House majority with three vacancies. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence, the nation's top intelligence job, making her the first of President Joe Biden's nominees to be approved. Haines will become the first woman to serve as DNI and takes over an intelligence community that former President Trump habitually criticized and denigrated. This is VOA News.